I'm here as part of a delegation from the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts. We have 10 million members in 145 countries, so we've got a big voice to represent. And we're here to promote gender equality and advocate for non-formal education to be included in all of the text.
And tell me, why is it so important for the Girl Guides to be here? I mean, even though there are 10 million members, why is it that girls need to be included in the dialogues?
Well, I think that most people will agree that gender equality is essential for sustainable development, and we feel that non-formal education is also incredibly important. That's education that's outside of schools, and that's what we provide. So we think that girls are the future, and that's why we need to be represented here.
And tell us about some of the non-formal education. Some of our listeners might not understand. I mean, we understand education going to school. What is that?
Non-formal education is the skills that you gather outside of a school environment. So, for example, with Girl Guides, we run leadership and skills development programs outside of school. So girls work in small teams, but it's not competitive. And we do all kinds of life skills that girls need. So it can be things like cooking and housekeeping, but also things like cyber safety and self-esteem.
You were telling me about a project that you're doing with little girls in Australia. It's about sustainable development. Tell us about that.
We developed a project with one of the largest botanic gardens in the world that's in Australia. And we took over 1,000 girls for 3 years on a big environmental day, and they planted trees. And each year they were able to go back and check on the progress of their tree. The trees are native vegetation, so that is regenerating the native ecosystem for the future. They help prevent soil erosion and add nutrients to the soil. And in Australia, the koala, which is one of our native animals, is endangered. So these trees will provide a habitat for them in the future.
And now, what do you hope will be the outcome of the conference for you as a Girl Guide personally and also as a Girl Guide leader?
Well, as a Girl Guide personally, I think it's important for our members to know that their voice is heard, and we do find that people at these conferences are willing to listen to us. We do have such a large stake in the future of the world, and we think that that voice will be heard. And as a Girl Guide leader, I think it's great to go back and share my experiences in my local community, take these experiences and help Girl Guides in the future to be able to speak out effectively about the issues that they care about.